Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Calls, the phones are loaded. So let's go to the calls and start with Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hello, Eric in Michigan.
Eric, how are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Okay. Ian, I think you've called yourself a voluntarist several times, and you believe in voluntarism?
I like the voluntarist movement, but I prefer the term free marketeer.
I was giving it some thought, and I really don't think voluntarism means a thing, because it's completely subjective.
Please explain.
Okay. Let's say I'm in a situation where either I have to do a certain job that I'm chained to a desk or I'm chained to a machine. I work, 18 hours a day, and all I can afford is rotten meat. I'm voluntarily, signing up for that job, but at the same time, it's not something I want to do. So it's completely based on my situation.
Okay. Well, you got to choose to either work at that job or you could choose to forage in the woods for food, so it still was a choice. It may be undesirable, but many of us start in undesirable careers. Many of us, when we're right out of high school, aren't working in the area that we desire to work in. We don't have a guarantee.
People talk to me all the time about how they want to be a radio broadcaster. I had to work my butt off to get to where we are.
It's been 10 years for me being in this business for me to get here.
It's been 5 for me.
Yeah, so. I mean, the idea that you can just walk right into the type of work and the exact situation that you want in life is absolutely absurd.
No,
so you haven't shot a hole in voluntarism at all.
That's not what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting, rather, is that voluntarism would only mean anything if you had every option available to you at the time. So
I don't think
that's true.
Voluntarism is just simply about a way of humans interacting. It's a matter of there's two different ways humans can interact with one another. You can use voluntary methods or you can use coercive methods. So you either voluntarily organize.
You're giving the government, which is full of people who have who make decisions, they have choices in their life, you're giving them the status of a natural disaster or, like a natural force. And that's not entirely fair, do you think?
I'm not suggesting the government is the solution to it. I'm just suggesting that voluntarism.
I'm just saying. You're saying that hunger is driving somebody to do some. Making you choose a job that's crappy. But hunger and the government aren't on the same playing field. Hunger isn't caused by any human beings that have choices, whereas the government is caused by human beings that have choices.
Well, let's put it this way: if I am in a voluntary society and I choose to do that job where I'm chained to the machine for 18 hours a day and all I can afford is rotten meat. Or if the government gives me a job, or if it forces me to do a job, but I'm paid well and I can afford to live well, is voluntarism any better in that situation simply because you voluntarily chose to go into the agreement where you work with the machine for 18 hours a day?
Nobody
better or worse really isn't the issue. When it's been said many times that once you give the people the power to vote themselves a raise or to vote themselves capital and good things for their lives, that a democracy is shot. And that's sort of how it goes. I mean, people have managed to vote themselves in Social Security, which is a retirement plan that taxes people that are working in order to pay people that aren't working, that didn't plan for their retirement and that kind of thing. Same with social welfare programs, all these kinds of things. So it's not really better. It's not an issue of better or worse. It's an issue of voluntary or not.
Right. It's an issue of how humans should interact with one another.
Now, I'm no voluntarist. I'm just a small government Republican.
Mm-hmm. I think it is an issue of better or worse, though, because we've got a choice between two different types of government here. You've got socialism or you've got, voluntarism.
But socialism's been proven pretty soundly to fail every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could argue with the reasons for that. I would say that it has to do more with the establishment of prices, not having a free market to do that.
Well, the reasons why socialism fails is because they're using coercion on people. When you use force on people, it inevitably has unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've outlined many of those unintended consequences. You pick your government program, we'll outline the unintended consequences. So, voluntarism doesn't guarantee anything to you. All it simply guarantees, is the only thing it guarantees, is that people will interact with you without pointing a gun to your their head or without threatening violence. It's a voluntary order instead of a coercive order, and that's all that we're talking about.
You're certainly correct there. I just think that in some situations it may actually be better to be in a system in which you're forced to do something which is better for you than a system in which you are free to do something which is god-awful for you, and that's your only choice.
You're certainly welcome to have that opinion. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231.
Those aren't the choices, though. Capitalism's been shown time and time again to produce a better standard of living for people. The fact that's the fact. Socialism doesn't produce anything.
Capitalism is such a such a nasty word these days. The free marketplace is really people
fine.
In search of profit.
I don't have a problem with the term capitalism.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. I see where Eric's coming from. He's envisioning in his mind the perfect force scenario that somehow you could utilize force and somehow benefit people's lives, but the ends do not justify the means. It's never okay to force people to do things that they don't want to do, nor is it okay to force them to not do the things that they want to do. And that's what government does. That's what all of its rules and regulations and programs are all about. It's one of those two things. You're forcing people to do things they don't want to do or not to do things that they do want to do. And that's wrong. Every single time. I don't care what the outcome is. I don't care the fact that you might create a few jobs for people. Stop using force.
But, what works and doesn't work is very important to people. It's very important. Look, if you can have this whole voluntary system, like he says, you have the choice of working at a job but eating rotten meat, or you can
it's
be coerced.
It's absurd.
It is absurd because the fact is that, people in a free market system that are able to make choices that are best for their lives have proven time and time again that they raise the standard of living for everyone.
Right. We were just talking, Julia and I were talking about this recently, about how just amazingly wealthy we are in this country. I mean, the poor people in America, their problem isn't starving to death.
Right.
It's obesity.
It's which one of their three color televisions to throw away.
I was just thinking about it the other day as I was pulling a microwavable piece of food out of the freezer. I was just thinking about how awesome and how wealthy that makes me. The ability, being able to pull out a microwavable package from the freezer and pop it into a little machine for, 30 seconds to 2 minutes and have hot piping food in front of me to shovel down my throat makes me wealthier than any king from 200 or 300 years ago.
Right.
I mean, that's incredible.
I've heard people make the analogy that the jungle, Upton Sinclair, mm-hmm. prove that, in fact, laissez-faire capitalism didn't work. Okay, somebody wrote a fiction book, and that proved something. I suppose that 1984 proved that socialism doesn't work, too. But in which case we can, put them at odds with each other. But Charles Dickens wrote about how things were for Oliver Twist 300 years ago in a poor house and an orphanage growing up, and how crappy it was. Well, 300 years ago, people rich and poor were all going outside and using the bathroom in a hole they had dug in the ground, or somebody else had dug in the ground.
Right.
I mean, that's how it was. So things are a lot better now, and the reason they're a lot better is people inventing things, people getting those inventions to other people and making a profit in the process.
Right. They wanted to get
Thank
rich.
God for capitalism.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231.
Before you go on, are you taking a call?
Well, I'm going to, but if you want to make a point.
About what we were talking about last hour, I have right here, talking about Tyson Johnson of Mobile, Alabama from ABC News. His injuries forced him out of the military, and the Army demanded he repay an enlistment bonus of $2,700 because he only served two-thirds of his three-year tour.
Mm.
So, there you go. ABC News says it's so.
It is so, then.
Call them a liberal rag if you wish.
ABC News, I don't think you can really call a liberal rag.
I wouldn't
say ABC News is one of the most, is probably the most fair and balanced of news sources.
I don't know what's fair and what's balanced as far as they go, but come on.
They'd
get in big trouble if they made a statement like that and it wasn't true.
It's true. 800-259-9231. You can obviously pigeonhole Fox News into the right side of the aisle, and some people would say CNN to the left side, but I mean,
when I watch
ABC
Fox News,
is the only one with any libertarian reporting on it at all.
When I see Fox News, all I ever see is softcore porn that they're talking about how bad it is. I mean,
they keep replaying
the same clip over and over again as some hot girl doing something.
Let's go to the phones to the amplifier line. Talk to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey guys,
what's on your mind?
I just had the funniest image of you, Ian, taking your Hungry Man dinner chicken out of the microwave and sprinkling your MSG on it.
Mm,
Sounds likely.
MSG-licious.
Healthy. Hey, listen, I wanted to spin the conversation a little bit back to the airport issue that you talked about last night.
All right. Okay, well, we'll get to that. Hang on, dude. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Also, not only can I pull something out of the microwave, I can also pick up a phone and punch a few numbers and then within 10 minutes have piping hot food to go and pick up. Or I can go out and sit down and people will bring food to me. I mean, how amazing is this? I think we're all spoiled these days. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free. So enjoy those on us. And some of those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them. They're for free at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. As we go back to Brad in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Brad, you wanted to, I guess, rehash or make some points on the airport controversy. Of course, happened in Boston yesterday morning. A young lady, 19-year-old college student from MIT, walked into the airport. Actually, from what I understand, she was actually getting ready to leave the airport by the time the encounter happened. Boston police surrounded her, airport police surrounded her, pointed submachine guns at her as they attempted to assess the situation, and you wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, I want to spark a little debate, but before I go on, I will.
There wasn't enough debate last night. We spent an hour and a half on it.
Well, you'll have to give me a break. I'm a day behind, so I got to catch up. Before I start off, I'll say that in the interest of honesty, I completely agree with Mark's stance on the issue. But let me start off with a question for the both of you. Do either of you believe that, say, for instance, it's 95 degrees out? Can you walk into a bank with a ski mask on?
No.
Do you think you can lawfully do that?
I don't know if it's lawful or not, but I can't imagine the bank is going to be too interested in giving you service.
It's highly inappropriate.
Well, I will tell you, if you do that, you are most likely going to get arrested, either for creating a false public alarm or disorderly conduct.
What if the ski mask is art?
Well, I mean, how about this? Talk to 100 people and ask them. You're standing in a bank, standing in line to speak to the teller, and someone comes walking in. It's 95 degrees out, and they're wearing a ski mask. I bet you, if you ask 100 people, 95 plus of them are going to say, "Oh my God, the place is going to get robbed."
It would have that feel to it.
Sure.
So, with that in mind, I'm trying to put the whole art thing in perspective. When you're in an airport, you simply can't utter your freedom of speech isn't the same as if you're not in the airport, simply because of the day we live in. I mean, you can't say you just can't yell bomb, but then again, you can't do that anywhere. But certainly in an airport, it's heightened. I would certainly like wearing something that could resemble some sort of improvised explosive device when you're in an airport. To if you walk into a bank with a ski mask on.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but then again, you know, walking into the bank with a ski mask on isn't really something anyone's going to do accidentally, unless it's really cold outside, in which case then it might be understandable. But, you know, if it's a hot summer day and you're walking into the bank with a ski mask on, you've done that on purpose. Whereas many people were saying this young lady wore this sweater every single, you know, every other day.
I understand what you're saying. She wore that at MIT. And it looks like, for all intents and purposes, this was some kind of sweater that she created for a club of people that like blinking, flashing computer boards.
Exactly.
But
did not look like a bomb at all.
The things that you can do, say, at a shooting range aren't the same things that you can do at an airport. So the same things that you can do at MIT aren't the same things that you can do at the airport. There's
Absolutely.
Differences. Things are appropriate. Like, you can wear a ski mask on
That's
a ski
fine.
Slope or
I'm
when
not
it's
saying,
freezing.
I'm not saying I have a problem with the security checking her out. What I do have a problem with is having submachine guns aimed at this young lady. They could have at least, I mean, I don't know exactly how it went down, but knowing how on edge these airport cops are, I presume from the way the articles were written, it sounds as though they were pointed at her as opposed to maybe being aimed at the floor to where they could then raise them if indeed there was some sort of an issue that they needed to use them on. That seemed to be excessive. And also, once they did ascertain that this is indeed a simply just a sweatshirt with a funny little piece of art on the front of it, they should have just apologized and let her go. But no, they had to charge her with, you know, planning a hoax device or whatever. It was absolutely absurd. Now, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what Brad has to say on that.
Well, I think, first off, personally, I think it would be highly unlikely that someone would have a bomb with flashing LED lights and, you know, draw attention to it.
Yes, exactly.
But at the same time, you have to remember, you know, this is the day and age that we live in. And if, in fact, I believe Mark said yesterday, well, what if it was a bomb? you know, if it is a bomb, you know, say for instance this person wanted to draw attention to themselves and, you know, wanted to carry a bomb that had LED lights on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bomb, you know, on the approach of government agents, the police, certainly that could cause someone to trigger it. And, you know,
sure.
if someone is carrying a bomb, that certainly is a deadly force situation for law enforcement. And I truly believe if she had made a furtive movement towards the device that she had on her, that law enforcement would have been justified in using deadly force, because, you know, these guys don't know, and you know they have a split second.
Once again, Brad, I understand that point, and I can sympathize with that, in that mm-hmm. they need to assess the situation. They need to come to understand that indeed this isn't a bomb, or if it is, they need to find that out too. And if indeed a furtive movement is made, then sure, that would be an appropriate response.
Well,
she didn't make those movements, and she was cooperating with them, so why on earth do we need to charge this young lady with something? Simply apologize, ask her not to do it again, and then move on.
I guess I really don't have any argument as far as the charging is concerned, but the argument I'm trying to make is that I believe it's completely reasonable for the officers to have their firearms out and even aimed at this person, because if someone does have a bomb, you know, what would it take? A second to press a button on your chest? And, you know,
it only takes a fraction of a second to raise your firearm from pointing at the floor to pointing at somebody's chest or head. You know that. That's not something that takes very long. And you also should know that there have been instances where the cops have had their guns trained on suspects. They've, you know, one cop has had his finger slip into the trigger, and they've offed people. I mean, we have a story about a guy that, I think it was an optometrist, that was running an office pool, and he was for some reason investigated for illegal gambling. They sent a SWAT team in to raid this guy's office, an optometrist's office. The SWAT team had him at gunpoint, and somebody slipped and accidentally shot this man in the head. His brain spilled onto the carpet as he died.
I don't think you can compare these two. This girl,
pointing guns at a suspect is what I'm talking about. A
right.
Non-violent suspect who has not given you any reason to use any sort of deadly force.
In this case, they had guns drawn on a suspect that they believed had a bomb.
And as Brad pointed out, and as I pointed out, indeed, if she had a bomb, she would have set it off, and it wouldn't have mattered their guns being drawn at that point.
Hey, Ian, how about this one? All right, say for instance she walked into the airport and she had a gun in her hand and she was pointing it down at the ground. Do you think it would be unreasonable for the police to approach her? Do you think the officer should have their firearms pointed at the ground also, or do you think it would be okay for them to point them at her?
I think if it's a gun in her hand, then you've obviously ascertained that there is a threat there. This was nothing. This was
haven't. That gun could be full of lead. It could be a replica. It could be a toy.
If you see a gun in an airport, you presume that it is indeed a real gun.
If you see a bomb in the airport,
this
you assume
not a bomb.
That it's a real bomb.
This was not a bomb.
They thought it did.
Well, they need
a
little bit more bomb training then, because they're idiots.
According to Ian, a cop can never do anything right. So forget it, Brad.
That's not true.
You're looking in the wrong direction.
Well, I think that the officers were justified in what they did. It's too bad that, you know, that this young girl was, you know, put herself in this situation. But, you know, she really did put herself in this situation.
I hope that if she didn't mean to do it, that she doesn't get found guilty
committing
a hoax.
She was walking around through the airport for a while, and she was actually getting ready to leave by the time all of this went down. Thanks for the call. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonox Man, and your toenails need Nonox Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonox Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonox Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonox Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonox Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring in whatever you want, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. All kinds of great stuff, including the wiki with over 1,400 pages, created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Before we return to the phone calls, we're once again on the topic about the airport bomb scare yesterday from Logan International Airport in Boston, and we were discussing this extensively on last night's show.
And I've never received so much hate mail.
If really? Yeah. I didn't get a single piece of hate mail. Huh, funny thing.
Well, that's because you're taking the stance that you normally take.
Well, I'm taking the pro-freedom stance, and you're taking the pro-fascist stance.
Oh, I got plenty of people supporting me, too.
Oh, do you?
Just saying that both sides.
I see.
Well, the caller supported me.
Here's one from Chris. He emails in, guys, just to let you know, I know, Mike, I guess he writes this to you. He CC'd it to me. Mark, just to let you know, I know Star personally. Star is the young lady that was held at gunpoint for having a piece of, I don't know, some sort of punch block with a battery and some LEDs on her chest. He says, I know Star personally. I met her at MIT, and we worked together in the same department. Your comments yesterday made me ill. You have no idea what happened or why she was at the airport, yet you talk like you know everything. If it weren't the fact that she's been advised not to speak to the press, I'd probably be able to get her to call the show later today. I would just love to listen to you swallow your tongue. Around MIT, as you might wear a watch or have keys in your pocket, just as you might wear a watch or have keys in your pocket, people here have various gadgets that they make. And just as you don't think your watch is unusual, people at MIT don't believe that wires and LEDs are unusual either. He says, as I understand it, she sewed a breadboard to her shirt so as to make herself memorable to recruiters at campus yesterday. She pulled an all-nighter and then went to the airport to meet her friend Tim, who apparently is also a friend of his. So who knows, Mark? Maybe we'll actually end up getting this young lady on the show someday, and then you can harangue her all you want.
Well, look, as all I'm telling
you... call her stupid when she's actually on the phone. How about that? You
don't
think you'll do that?
I'm going to ask her if she thinks that it was a foolish mistake.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WFTL. Hello there.
Yeah, well, no, if it was a bomb and they did shoot her, how many of the officers would have been taken out?
Are you presuming that she would have been able to trigger it after she was shot?
If she was shot, it must have gone off. It must have gone off at the same time she was shot. You ain't going to be a fool and walk in there. She's not worried about losing her life if she is going to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they should have already been able to tell that she wasn't a dangerous threat when she didn't respond in a dangerous manner when she was approached. If I'm going to blow something up, A, number one, I'm going to conceal the bomb, not wear it hanging outside of my sweatshirt. And number two, if indeed I am identified prior to being able to pull off my plans, I'll go ahead and detonate the bomb early because I was going to die anyway. I might as well take out some cops while I'm at it.
Exactly.
Yep. It's just, these cops are just absolutely out of control. Mike, do you have any other thoughts?
No, that was it. Actually, the thing that makes it funny is they're right there standing to where you don't know how big of the bomb could go off and how far it's going to blow. But if you're there to kill yourself, why worry?
Yeah, I mean, the fact is, she was walking all around the airport prior to this incident. She was preparing to leave. She'd stopped in at an information desk to find out if her friend was still in the airport, and she was getting ready to leave. So, if indeed she was a mad bomber, she had had plenty of time to walk around with this thing just hanging right there on her chest.
Into the crowd.
Yep, exactly right.
She was
thanks
in no crowd.
Thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, so let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. You know the similarities and differences between going to Pork Fest and going to bingo?
Pork Fest is the yearly gathering of the Free State Project at a campground here in New Hampshire. Okay, what is it now?
And going to bingo.
Okay.
See, people go to Pork Fest, and people go to bingo. They socialize with their kind of people, mm-hmm. and they have a good time. Okay, so there's some similarities there.
Sure.
The big difference is what kind of people. See, you go to Pork Fest, and you've got intelligent people, and they understand a lot of the stuff that, you know, people talk about on your program, and you go to bingo, and you meet the kind of people we're up against. A whole bunch of fat, stupid, ugly old ladies that watch soap operas and read tabloids and don't know the metric system, which is fine. Okay?
Have you been spending time in bingo halls recently? I mean,
I went to bingo many years ago. I went to bingo, and you really have to go there to fully grasp just how stupid a lot of registered voters are. See, that's
you know, Tom, I at one time was like you. I used to feel like people were, you know, certain people were stupid. And I'm sure there are stupid people in America, but I think that most Americans are just ignorant. They're just uninformed. They're unenlightened. And I think there's a big difference between being stupid, which is sort of a permanent condition, and being ignorant, which is just simply a lack of information.
Well, they want to be ignorant, though. I mean, if you try to explain to them about, like, the discrepancy between the plain language of the United States Constitution and the judicial misinterpretations upholding blatantly unconstitutional federal statutes that clearly overstep the enumerated powers of Congress, they got no idea what you're talking about.
Well, and they didn't come to the bingo hall to talk about the issues.
But they can't talk about these things any place because, the problem isn't that they've chosen...
You know what, Tom, it is okay. It's okay, though, because they're going to die soon. So why are you even trying to recruit old ladies into the movement, I'm not really sure.
Well, The problem isn't that they've chosen to be stupid. The problem is that they get to vote in our elections where we're trying to elect candidates who support liberty and justice for all. And what do? There's a whole lot more of them than there is of us.
What do you propose to do about it? Don't tell me you're going to advocate killing old ladies now, Tom, please.
I never advocate killing anybody. But anyway...
You don't consider cops to be anybody?
I never advocated killing cops either. But
you've certainly beat around the bush.
Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is you can see the clear futility of trying to educate those kinds of voters. So see, this is what motivates some people, some freedom fighters, to teach those voters a lesson. Because, you know, teaching somebody a lesson, by definition, is educating them. And if those fat, stupid, ugly old ladies reelect a candidate for state senate who supports the war on drugs, and then they wake up the next morning and they don't have a police department because the freedom fighters took that weapon away from them, that would teach them a lesson. And I think that's what motivates some of these cop killers to go out and take that kind of action.
Interesting perspective, Tom. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Maybe that is what motivates the cop killers, but I doubt it. I doubt that anybody that's going out there killing a cop is trying to rid the world of police so the old ladies, a few ignorant old ladies will be upset. It seems like a stretch.
I don't think there's a lot of cop killers. Usually, it seems to me when police die in the line of duty, it's because they've run across some criminal who would prefer to die than.
Right. There's no group of criminals out there going out offing police. It's just not happening. It could happen. In fact, that's something I wanted to talk about. We might get to in hour number three is this so-called war on drugs. Point out some very, very clear factors as to how there is no war on drugs. But we might get to it. But first, we've got to go to your phone calls and talk to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WFTL. Hello.
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Very, very interesting show tonight. We have a very big scandal here in South Florida here.
Oh, boy.
There's a lawyer who stole from these asbestos poisoning claims. He stole $13 million from innocent people, some who had died since then.
How did he do that?
Well, he just sued the asbestos companies, and he got the claim money and put it into his trust fund. And then he used his trust fund for all kinds of things. He bought mansions in Key Biscayne. He bought all kinds of jets, all kinds of equipment, went a lavish lifestyle. And then when people kept on writing to the Florida Bar complaining that this guy's got the money, but the Florida Bar didn't do anything about it. So now, you know, the guy is going through a divorce, and his wife squealed on him, his ex-wife squealed on him.
Wow. What's his name?
Louis Robles.
Unbelievable story, Bob. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com.
Call 702-953-0267.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month via PayPal or any major credit card or some of our alternative payment options, and we take that in, we turn it around into promoting the show, to getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country. We've got 30 stations now signed to air this program. 29 of them are actually airing the show, the 30th coming on within the next few weeks after baseball season is over. And, you know, it's going to increase because of our amplifiers, because of listeners like you contributing voluntarily to the show, because we give away all the website features for free. Go ahead and compare Free Talk Live's web features to the other guys in the radio business, the Limbaughs and the Hannitys and all those guys, and I think you'll see a drastic difference. Number one, we've got all the, you know, the features they've got, and ours are free. So if you like that, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, some could make the argument that we have more features for free on our site than those other guys have in their payment areas. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and to get on board with the program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to see if you guys have heard about Fuad Katie.
Blue-eyed Katie?
No, Fuad Katie. He is a 19-year-old man that was in a car accident, and several people called the police, which was probably the biggest mistake they could have made.
Seems to be that way.
Yeah, this guy was in a horrible state. By the cops' own words, when they got there, he was completely naked. He was bloody from head to toe, and he was burned so badly that the skin was hanging off his body.
Why was he naked? Was he driving naked, or did the clothes get burned off?
They didn't say. This is actually linked on Lou Rockwell's blog.
Okay.
There's a 5-part video on there. And don't know why he was naked, but the cops were trying to get him to comply by trying to get him to lie down on the concrete.
So he was up and about with his skin sort of almost hanging off? I mean,
well, he actually, when they got there, he was sitting on a curb.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't doing anything. He was totally bloody.
Right, after a car wreck.
Yes.
Okay.
And eventually, because he was physically unable to comply with their commands.
What were they yelling at him for? What was the excuse?
Well, they were saying, I guess they have audio from, I guess it's their debriefing after the incident.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the cops was saying, all I could think was, I can't let this guy near me. You know, because I don't want to get AIDS or.
Because he looked like he was in really bad shape.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was. Oh, by like I said.
Sorry, that's one of the things we pay you guys for. I mean.
Well, so eventually, when the guy was unable to comply because of his condition,
right,
they tasered him.
Tasered him until he died.
Well, actually, they tasered him, and when that didn't get the desired effect, that was. They shot him to death.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah.
Yes.
You didn't see this.
This is news to me.
Fuad Kayadi.
Yeah.
So he's, like, Middle Eastern?
I'm
guessing.
So that's the reason why, you think that's one of the factors as to why they were treating him this way?
I don't think they could have told at that point.
Was he that
exactly. That was my thought. I don't, from what the cop said, it doesn't look like you could tell what his nationality was.
This is madness. He didn't have a weapon. Right?
Exactly. He
Unless
was unarmed.
You consider the skin hanging off of his body a weapon.
Right.
Wow, can you call 911 and only ask for an ambulance? Like, please, do not send the cops. I don't want to die here. I mean,
right.
What?
They even have the 911 calls in the videos. When the 911 dispatcher answers, they say, is this... fire, police, or whatever, and they everybody said police for some unknown reason. So that resulted in his death.
Well, you know, even if you do call in for an ambulance, there have been stories. We read one not too long ago on the show where someone called in. I think it was diabetic shock. Anyway, somebody was in trouble. They did need an ambulance. And while the medics did arrive, so did a couple cops who then went in and proceeded to tase the person.
Right.
So it just seems like I can't even imagine what was going through these cops' heads.
Well, one of the things they kept saying was that they were trying to dehumanize him, saying that he was growling, and they even said at one point that he jumped from the ground to the roof of the police car.
Excuse me?
Yes.
The video doesn't show anything like that.
No, it doesn't show anything. It's mostly just shots of the cops.
Wow. Yeah. I don't even know. I mean, what can you say about this? This is awful.
Yeah.
Horrible.
This is one of the most awful police abuse stories I've ever heard. Okay, here's the inevitable question. Has any of the police department, I mean, how new is this, first off? And then secondly, how has any of the police department officers involved been punished in any way?
Well, it says this happened on September 8th. One of the cops is back to work, and the other one is still on administrative leave.
These people are a menace to society.
Exactly.
They need to be put behind bars for this.
Yeah.
I mean, how could anybody? Is there anybody out there that's listening to the facts in this case and going to take the side of the police in this one? I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
I'd like to hear more about it. All I've ever seen is this one video. And, you know,
is a video from the scene?
It is. And I didn't get to see the whole thing. It was rather lengthy. It didn't leave me feeling conclusive. And it's such an outrageous, crazy story. I don't know. I'd like to see something in black and white.
Just amazing. Chris, did you have any other thoughts?
No, that was it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the story. 1-800-259-9231. What?
Mm.
The man got into a car accident and you pull tasers out? And then you shoot him to death? With your firearms? What? I mean, maybe he was growling. Maybe he was trying to speak, but was a little bit, I don't know, thrown off his game by the fact that he just got into a car wreck and had his skin burned.
Seems likely.
you know, I might find myself making a few guttural noises at that point. I think I could find myself in a condition or a
Seems
state
excusable.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't sound like the police were being very courteous or professional or respectful at all in this case.
It's bizarre. I sincerely hope it isn't the way it appears. I would like to know more about this case.
1-800-259-9231 to the AMP line to Puke in New Hampshire. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
What's on your mind, Puke?
I wanted to comment some on the back from hour one, the whole military recruiting and such.
Okay, yeah, let's just recap. We were talking about some of the lies that happened in the process of military recruiting, and right. One of the things that Alternate.org was pointing out is that there have been some instances, or actually you had pointed out via instant message, that in some cases, guys that you knew, apparently, had gotten wounded and they'd been discharged. Oh. And they weren't
people that I knew. It was,
okay.
I had read a news story.
I see. And where was the source of the news story?
I don't remember.
Because Mark just read one from the Army Times not too long ago.
I got ABC News directly stated what Duke said.
Right. And just to recap, what that was is that people that had gotten an enlistment bonus, the Army had demanded, or the military demanded that they pay their enlistment bonus back because they got wounded and had to be discharged before their 4 years were up.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it's stuff like that that happens that doesn't get a lot of press that I think should. You know, and then the other guy called in and said that, you know, they wouldn't, the upper command wouldn't tell recruiters to lie and all this stuff, and that's not true. You know, I mean, just because they're officers doesn't mean, obviously there's some good ones, but it doesn't mean that there aren't ones out there that are telling their recruiters to do whatever they can to get those numbers up. And
I think that maybe that's so. I don't know. It's speculation entirely. It's just an assessment. But, you know, some people will, when given quotas and goals, some salespeople will lie in order to get there, and some people will just do their job very well in order to get there.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's kind of a gray area because, and at the same time, you know, recruiters don't know everything about the Army either. They're just...
How could they?
You know, they're doing their job, kind of. Most of them volunteer for the positions anyway, and, you know,
they have a real life.
For a cushy job. The one thing that I did know that was true was the telling recruiters or recruits that they wouldn't go to Iraq if they enlisted.
Mm-hmm.
I had a best friend and his brother join the National Guard, and the recruiter told them that.
Yep.
And, of course, as soon as they went to their unit, you know, the unit is the one that controls that.
Hmm. Surprise!
Then, yeah, right. And then also there's a website that I found recently called Iraq Veterans Against the War. And it's an organization...
People should go there and visit it. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.